Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
You qualify mail this postage credit card today. And you did three times.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any type of funeral or final expense benefits at this time?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I thought maybe this was just like the $255, you know, that the Medicare would just go ahead and pay that.
No, that's not a Medicare benefit.
It isn't.
No, it's a Social Security benefit, and it's a one-time per family benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That was when your husband passed away, you received the $255. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Nobody else gets that.
Okay.
And that's the importance of our program, because we supplement that. In other words, we can provide a benefit to your family that would pay in addition to any of the benefits you have to make sure your benefits are adequate. Because what has happened, if we take you back to 1936 when that whole benefit was started, $255 was a lot of money.
Oh, you bet.
And as you found out, I don't know how long ago your husband passed away, but it doesn't matter. But
it'd be 14 years in April.
Okay. Well, the $255 still didn't help a whole lot 14 years ago. It cost you over $5,000 to bury him.
$6,000.
And, you know, you got a check from Social Security for $255. Well, again, when you pass away, your family does not get that benefit.
That's okay. I've got enough insurance.
Well, that's what, you know, most people do, and then this is used to supplement that. Who do you have your insurance with right now?
Oh, Lordy. One of them is Conseco.
Okay.
I don't know who the others are. I have a in town at the bank, I have a policy.
Okay. Now, that's probably accident only, though.
What, in the bank?
Yeah, usually, did you purchase it through the bank?
No, I have money invested in it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
An annuity?
Pardon?
An annuity?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Your Conseco, that's a Conseco Direct policy. Did you buy that through the mail or?
Oh no, they came here just like you guys did. What was that? Oh God, don't get old.
I was going to say we have to get old because the other choice is not that great.
No, I don't even know what I was going to say.
Okay. How much benefit do you have on your Conseco policy?
Oh, I don't know. It's more than adequate.
Okay,
the kids told me last night, don't you sign anything. Don't take out any insurance. You got God's money.
How long have you had your Conseco policy?
Well, one of them has expired. I mean, you know, and then they give you your money that you put in and
right.
Give it back to you.
Right.
And I think I've got two other policies with them.
Okay. And they'll do the same thing at some point in time?
Mm-hmm.
Though.
I think about 4 or 5 years now on this other one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I live that long.
Well, you might not. What are you? Oh, you're not even that old yet.
Yeah, I am.
Not quite. You're not 80 years old yet.
No. No.
And that's not even old anymore.
No. Yeah.
The only concern I would have with the situation you're in is if you live long enough and your Conseco policies mature out, then that becomes a part of your asset base.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem that would happen is if you spend some time in a nursing home,
nope.
They can actually
nope.
You're not going, they're going to shoot you first, huh?
That's right.
Well, good luck with that anyway. But anyway, if that were to happen, With that being part of your asset base, then that money would be used up by the stay in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. Well, with our program, we can actually guarantee that benefit to be there even if you die in a nursing home. And that's one thing that when you have a program, and like I said, those conceivable policies are great policies because of that. You pay, and then at a certain point, they just give you all your money back. They get to use your money for a while. If you don't die, they give it all back. But the problem being is it either goes into a savings account or a CD or an annuity or something. Well, I know, but what I'm saying is, what did you do with the cash?
Put it back into insurance.
That's correct. Okay. You put it back in insurance or you put it into an annuity or something. Well, that's all part of an asset base that if you go into a nursing home, that can be used up.
Right.
And so our program would do for you is give you a guaranteed cash benefit to make sure if that were to happen, then the money would be there. But yeah, if you can promise me you're going to go to bed tonight and not get up, then you don't need our program.
Hopefully I will.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know.
No, you don't. But if I can't get my kids, and I've got three of them here and one in Texas, mm-hmm. if I can't get them to take care of me, I'll go to Illinois, and my ex-daughter-in-law has promised she would take care of me.
Is she in a registered nurse or LPN or something?
No. She's very smart on the medicine part of stuff.
Yeah. But the reason I ask is because a lot of times, I mean, well, I'll use my wife as an example. My mother-in-law lives with us right now. She's 88 and a half. She's had two strokes, blood clots. And my wife takes care of her every day, all day. Mm-hmm. It's been a little over a year now, and it's been very hard on her.
Well, it's not. Yeah.
But I look at the situation, if she has another stroke, if she gets to the point where she can't even, you know, bathe herself or dress mm-hmm. herself, or I don't, you know, we don't have the, my wife doesn't have the knowledge to administer certain medications. I mean, if there's a medication that has to be administered through an injection, my wife can't do that.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's not licensed to do it.
Well,
I imagine
no.
She could probably be taught to do it. But what I'm saying is when a person has to have 24 hours of care 7 days a week, you can't plan on your family doing that. And so that's why, you know, it's a nice philosophy to say, oh, yeah, my kids will take care of me, you know. But
they better off on them.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we have to be careful in that, you know.
Yeah.
But I said, yeah, and in all practicality, yes. I mean, like I said, we're doing it. And I know if my wife knew for sure that this was going to last over a year, I doubt that she would have signed up for it.
Right.
You know, because it's wearing her out.
Yeah.
I mean, she's up half the night with her. I mean, of course, my mother-in-law doesn't remember a thing.
Right.
I mean, the strokes and things have pretty much, her memory, some days her memory is good, some days she can't even find the bathroom. So, you know, it's just the way it is.
Well, I promised Marty I would not put him in a nursing home. And I didn't. Mm-hmm. I took care of him here at the home. My son was a minister in Texas. He left the church, came up here with he and his wife, and helped me. And Marty died in that room in there.
How long was he here? I mean, what?
Well, not very long, because I got him out of the hospital on March the 10th, and he died April the 24th.
So about 2 months, not quite, about 6 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does, it wears on you. So, again, and I don't know what's going to happen, neither do you, but that's why we buy an insurance policy, is to guarantee the money to be there. And that would be my only concern with your program. You said your other conceivable policies mature out in about 5 years, 5 to 8 years?
Well, one of them does.
Yeah, that would be...
One is accident, and I think the other one is cancer.
Okay.
So...
Do you have any life insurance with Conseco anymore at all?
I don't think I ever... Well, I don't know. I don't think I ever had life insurance with them, because I've got the others, you know, and I don't really need any more.
The other what?
Policies.
Who do you have your life insurance? I thought you said you had your life insurance with Conseco.
No, I have... What is it? Let me get my card.
Okay.
I need to get a new one of these holders. Doesn't say what it is.
Well, since Conseco Health Insurance, Conseco Health Insurance.
I think that's what it has to say.
Coverage code C, whatever that means. Oh, cancer. I guess it gives us on the back here, doesn't it? Coverage code A is accident plan.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't give us a coverage code here at all. Okay. And then who do you have your life insurance benefits with? Or you don't have any?
Yeah, I've got a Victory Life. I've got Prudential. They're both paid-up policies.
Mm-hmm. You know what the value of those policies are?
The Prudential, I think, is, I don't know, $500. My dad started all the kids off with a policy,
sure.
10 cents a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't, they can't be over 500.
Okay.
And then Victory Life, I took that out when I worked at, in town. And it might be 1,000.
Okay. Okay.
So.
But you don't have any life insurance policies adequate enough to bury you, though?
I don't know.
Because that's what we have to look at. I mean, we have to look
at
the
whole. Well, I've got enough estate that I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and I in fact, that was.
People have enough money to.
Yeah, that was the next statement I was going to make, is because you have your home, you have your land, you have all that. But again, the only thing that's going to happen that would affect that is a long-term stay in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And,
well, tell me, I took care of my father-in-law, and he was in Valley View here in town, and that was about $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
Even back then, and he's been gone since 70.
Yeah, so you figure $50,000 a year minimum, how long, you know, does your estate last?
Well,
and that's a concern.
I've got enough ground that I think they can survive.
Mm-hmm. What was your concern when you kept getting these cards in the mail and you mailed,
well,
like this one you marked 7,000?
$55,000 will go up to 7.
Yeah, it will go up to 7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can, because you have your choice. I guess the other ones you didn't. This one you marked 7,500. So, yeah, you have that option to do that. You can expand it as far as 20. You can actually go up now as high as $25,000
mm-hmm.
in benefits. Now, the benefits are payable to your family just the same way they were when your husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you passed, and you probably don't remember this, but when he passed away, you had to contact Social Security to stop his monthly income benefits coming in, and they in turn sent you a check for $255. They may have just deposited in your account. I don't know.
Really?
Did they? Okay, our program works exactly the same way. The only difference is not limited to the $255. We can start at $2,500, going to $25,000, and the benefits we pay are directly to your family to be used as needed after death. Well, what are your expenses after death going to be? We don't know. We know there's going to be funeral expenses, maybe outstanding medical bills, there could be property taxes, estate fees, lawyer fees, whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. Our program.
Tell me about lawyer fees. It took my land down. Have you been on 18 yet? Going to Manhattan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they, yeah.
That's my plan.
Is that right, where they're widening?
25 acres.
They just took it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they paid you a fair price, right?
They haven't paid me
anything. Is that right?
That's right, no.
So I was talking to the gentleman that runs, that owns the Roadrunner.
Glenn Pewitt. He's on the other side.
Right, and he was just pissed at that.
Oh,
he was just mattered in hell because saying, I mean, that's right. That's where his house is at. That's his driveway into his house. And he said, I built these nice corrals and all this stuff, and he said, they're going to come in and just trash that whole thing. And he said, we've been in court fighting with these people. Mm-hmm. We've had the lawyers fighting with them. And, yeah, Glenn Pewitt. Yeah, that's right.
When do they have to pay him?
Again in May, so I don't know whether they'll pay me then or not.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you settled close to, years ago, like I said, when this was built, they settled close to a road because you couldn't, if you could get to the road, you could get to town.
Right.
But, you know, and so all of a sudden now your road becomes a highway and, you know, that you're.
They go by here doing 80 miles an hour.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I
used to know every soul that went by.
Now you don't know any of them, probably. Probably don't.
Yeah.
So again, our program is basically it mirrors, or what we call it, it parallels the Social Security death benefit. Again, the problem with your Social Security death benefit is there isn't any.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so our program comes in and replaces that and says, okay, when you pass away, here's a guaranteed benefit, because like I said, Social Security dropped the ball. When they designed this program in 1936, $250 would bury you. They've never changed it. They've never increased it.
I thought it was in 1935 that Roosevelt started Social Security.
Oh, really? I thought it was 36.
35.
Okay.
That's what the radio's going to say.
Is that right? Okay, well, I stand corrected.
Okay, now you know.
I wasn't around. You were, so it doesn't, you know, and you weren't old enough to remember it anyway.
No.
So, but again, it just gives you the ability to make sure the money will be there. That's all. It gives you that peace of mind. The only reason, well, let me ask you this. How long have you folks lived in this home?
Since 1949.
So we're 50. 50 years you've been in here.
Mm-hmm.
You've paid homeowner's insurance all the years you've been in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many claims have you filed?
None.
That's the average is one.
Well, no,
you've
okay.
had some hailstorms probably.
Yeah, hail.
Yeah. And so there's usually, you know, a couple new roofs out of the deal, something like that. But if you think about it, why would you buy that insurance and pay on it all those years knowing that you'd probably never use it? Just in case.
Yeah, well,
just
my husband was a believer in that.
Well, how many cars have you totaled in your lifetime?
Me, none.
Well, most of us haven't. But you still pay insurance on your car, don't you?
You bet.
You don't have to, though, do you?
No.
You have to have liability, but you don't have to have full coverage.
But if I don't, then they stop me and I don't have insurance.
No, you have to have liability.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have full coverage.
No.
But we carry full coverage because it could be in a hailstorm or an accident. Someone could run into you that doesn't have insurance.
Right.
It could be stolen. It's all covered. It's all protecting you against a catastrophic what if.
Right.
Well, we insure our home in case it burns to the ground when we're not here someday,
mm-hmm.
Or in case a tornado comes and sucks it off the face of the earth and it's gone. We may not rebuild the house, but we would like to have our investment back.
Right.
Well, my program gives you the same peace of mind, okay? Basically, right now, yeah, your estate is fine. You've got plenty of money in the bank,
right.
You've got your land, you've got your home, not a problem. But you can't promise me that you're not going to spend the last 5 to 7 years of your life in a nursing home. And this will all be
done. Oh, yes, I can.
But you can't promise me that.
Yes, I can.
How?
Because I won't go.
If you have a massive stroke, you don't even know if today, if it's sun up or sun down. You saw it when you took care of your father-in-law. You saw those people in a nursing home. Half of them don't even know that they're there.
Yeah.
They have no idea who they are, what they're doing there, what's going on. So, you know, in all honesty, you can't say, I'll never go. Because you don't know what's going to happen. That's right. Well, I understand. Nobody will. I mean, if anybody had their wits about themselves, they wouldn't be in there in the first place. Nobody goes in voluntarily.
I felt bad when I put Pop in there. He wanted to live to be 88 because mm-hmm. he was born in 1888. And he was 88 in May. No, in... He was just 88 and then the next month he...
Really? Yeah. He had a goal. Had attained his goal, and he did.
He was 88 in May, and he died in June. That's what it was.
Well, that's good. So like I said, again, all our program would give you the ability to do is guarantee the money to be there. Now,
mm-hmm.
I was making a comparison to your homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The downside of your homeowner's insurance is if you never use it,
yeah, I know.
You never use it. That money's just gone. With our program...
I have a farm policy, and it's on there.
Right.
So.
With our program... We guarantee the benefits to be paid whether you need them or whether you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you don't need my program.
Nope.
But you can't guarantee that 5 to 7 to 10 years from now that your family may not need these benefits to pay your funeral expenses.
Do you think I'm going to live that long?
I don't know. I'm not here to judge on that. I have no idea how long you're going to live. How's your health in general?
Well, I've had a heart attack. I've had 2 knee replacements, 2 shoulders worked on. I guess I'm good health.
How long ago did you have a heart attack?
87.
Oh, my. Yes, you're in very good shape. 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No problem since then?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Any strokes or cancers, diabetes,
no.
emphysema?
Well, diabetes. I have diabetes.
Okay. Of course, I think if we all live long enough, we're all going to have diabetes.
You think?
That's what they say.
Hmm. Well, it's in my family. My father and my
How long
mother.
Have you had it?
Since about 60.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So you started young with it then?
Yeah. Well, that's about when it hits kind
of... Oh, you mean age 60?
Yeah,
I thought you meant 1960.
No,
oh,
no.
Okay. No, you're right. Yeah, that's about right for a senior onset. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, I was thinking you had it in 1960 when you were back in your 30s or 40s.
No.
Yeah. Don't want that.
I was still farming then.
Well, how our program works, Mrs. We can provide a benefit starting at $2,500, going to $25,000. The benefits we provide are an immediate 100% guaranteed cash benefit. Simply put, when you die, we pay. That's important for 2 reasons. First of all, when are you going to die?
I'm not knowing.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guaranteed event at an uncertain date, so when you die, we pay.
All I can tell you is our days are numbered the day we're born.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing we don't know what it is.
You don't want to know.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to know. But it is going to happen.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you're going to die. And we have to pay. So immediate benefits become important because that's an unknown event. I mean, an unknown time. It's a guaranteed event at an unknown time. The second reason we give you the immediate benefit is cause of death. How are you going to die?
I have no idea.
You only die one of three ways. You can die naturally, which means you went to bed and didn't get up, and we'll pay for that. You can die accidentally, a car accident, or a fire, a fall, a tornado, a drowning, a shooting, we'll pay for that. Mm-hmm. There's only one other way to die, and that's by suicide.
No.
Now, we don't pay for suicide during the first 2 years, but we do pay for suicide after 2 years. So I don't care how death occurs, I don't care when death occurs, we pay the benefits. And the statement you just made is, I don't know how I'm going to die. And you don't. And so it doesn't matter. You've got a program with Conseco you're paying on that pays if you're killed accidentally. Well, I have an accidental policy also, but in my opinion, I'm probably wasting my money.
Now, well, I'm not, because I'll get it back.
But I drive 40,000 miles a year, too.
Yeah.
So I could very easily be killed accidentally.
Yeah.
So is it a waste of money? Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe not. We don't know. Okay? With our program, no, because we have to pay no matter how you die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being a cash benefit means I pay the money directly to your family. They use the money for whatever it's needed for. Well, like I said earlier, what's it going to be needed for? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Funeral expenses? Sure. Outstanding medical bills? Maybe. Property taxes, lawyer fees, ongoing living expenses, whatever. It doesn't matter. This is a final expense benefit program. When your husband passed away, Social Security paid you $255. Did they tell you what to do with it?
Heck no.
It was your money to do with whatever you want. We do the same thing. We mirror that Social Security death benefit mm-hmm. with a cash benefit that says, here's your money, do whatever you want with it. We don't care. It's also a tax-free benefit. Your children do not pay any taxes on this
mm-hmm.
money. There's no income tax, inheritance tax, or state taxes on these benefits. Now, we back it all up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee is your payment can never go up. Guaranteed in writing, as you get older, as your health changes, we will never increase that payment.
Mm-hmm.
The second guarantee is the benefit you request. Whether it's $7,000 or $10,000 or $5,000, whatever you want, that benefit can never be reduced by my company
mm-hmm.
as you get older, as your health changes. The third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your program can never be canceled by my company. I don't care how old you become. I had a client down here in Sterling, Kansas, passed away. She was 103.
Mm-hmm.
So live as long as you want.
Well, they're living longer.
That's right.
Like.
That's right. And I don't care how poor your health becomes.
My sister just turned 90.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are, and you're one of them. I mean, you're getting up there, and your health is great.
Yeah.
But as you do get older, and as your health changes, we cannot raise your payment, we cannot reduce your benefits, and the third guarantee is we can never cancel your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care. I got a client down in Sterling, Kansas, passed away. She was 103. We paid her benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't outlive this program. I don't care how poor your health becomes. If you have another heart attack or a stroke, if you develop a cancer, if you do end up in a nursing home, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments. And that's taken care of.
Well, boy, right now that's hard to do.
Well, the nice about our program is that that's even taken care of through your automatically through your checking or savings account. So once the program is set up, you own it. You control it. Now, you can change it as needed.
Mm-hmm.
There's two reasons we do that. The main reason, what do you think the cost of funerals are going to do?
Well, Marty's was over $6,000, and that was 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't see them going down.
They haven't. Haven't gone down a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they will continue to go up. Okay. I was raised in the funeral business.
Oh, you were?
I grew up in a funeral home in Hayes.
Hi, babe.
They've gone up steadily since then.
What's going on?
Well, it's cut. How'd you keep your boots so clean?
Get wet when you walk.
This is my youngest boy, Richard.
Hi, Richard. I'm Jim Maul.
Glad to meet you, Jim.
Nice to meet you.
Glad to meet you, bud.
Yeah, there's a pretty good ridge just running down the road. You find a nice river on the west side of the road there.
Yeah, just running off my place there.
Oh, is that where you're at?
So.
Yeah, it's going to get kind of swampy, but
we need it.
Yeah, that's nice moisture.
It's supposed to rain tonight, I think they said.
They said maybe freezing rain, some more snow, and then, of course, it's back up to, what, 65 by the weekend.
Would be good.
A little rain would stiffen the ground up a little bit, firm it up.
Would it?
I think it would, because it's heaving now, and it's miry. So, but... All right. Is this on the... What's this on?
This is that card I sent the kids about last night.
Actually, she liked the card so much she sent me three of them. She's a hard lady to get a hold of. I think the first time she sent me one was back in August of 05, and I called her on the phone. She was leaving town for a while, and then she sent me another one August of last year, and she was... Oh, I never got a hold of you then.
Mm-mm.
I just got your answer machine.
If you get a hold of anybody, it would probably be him.
And you didn't do anything, did you?
No.
No, we're still talking. the thing that we were talking about, basically, and it's good that you're here, because really what happens is you guys, the kids, become financially obligated. All this does, and I was talking with her, when your father passed away 14 years ago, Social Security paid her a benefit of $255.
Yeah.
Well, that was designed back when Social Security was started, back in 35 or 36, whenever that was, and it's never changed.
Right.
Well, when she passes away, the funeral director is going to hand you a bill for somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000.
Right.
The question is, where's the money going to come from? Well, if she stays out of the nursing home, you know,
and I told him I was.
You've got you know, land. You've got a home.
To put me in one.
I told my mom, like I said, we're taking care of my mother-in-law right now. She lives with us. And my mom said, well, surely you're going to take care of me when I get old. I said, no, you're going to the nursing home. This ain't happening again. You're going. You know, that's what they get paid to do, and I don't care if I got to work an extra job to pay for it. You're going to the nursing home. But you know, it's something that, like I told her, I said, you can't guarantee. She says, I'm not going. I said, you can't guarantee that.
No.
You have a massive stroke, or yeah.
But I think she's already taken care of all of her funeral expenses with the funeral home.
I got a call then.
We're going to check on that and see. But that's what we talked about last night. We thought that you'd already done that.
Yeah.
I think you did it when Dad passed away.
That could be.
So.
Well, it'd be worth checking into and find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if not, because again, we can put a pulse. Her health is good enough. I can put a pulse on her. Let me look at some cost real quick. Let's see. You're right?
Right.
Okay. See, if we give her, or actually give you $10,000 at her death, you don't use tobacco products of any kind, do you?
Oh, heck no.
I didn't think so.
And I don't drink.
For $68.34, or basically say for $70 a month, you've got $10,000 just like that. Okay, the neat thing about our program has day one benefits. So she goes to bed, she buys my program, she goes to bed the next day and doesn't get up, I'm writing you a check for $10,000. So it gives you the ability to pay an expense you're going to create, but instead of using your money or your money, use our money.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, go talk with your funeral director and find out. Because a lot of times what they actually do at the death of a spouse, they'll say, well, you probably want the same funeral your husband had. And you say, okay, sure, yeah. I want the same casket, the same vault, the same service. And they basically write it all down. That's about it. But I don't know if any money changed hands. I don't know if you paid them another $7,000 or $6,000 at that point in time, and then they put it on interest, and it should be taking care of itself. But, you know, that's a possibility. But a lot of times all they do is just make the same plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make the same planning, but there's been no money that changed hands.
Well, we'll just have to check on it. So, let's see.
Okay, well, I'll leave you some information, then I'll get back with you.
Okay.
And, but yeah, you need to do that. The sooner the better, and sometimes it's a matter of just picking up the phone.
Yeah.
Now, they've changed hands.
You got a number here?
Yeah, I'll leave my card and everything.
Okay. And this is... And who's the carrier?
We'd be looking at Oxford Life for her, which is right now is one of the cheapest programs out there as far as cost and the benefits available. So I'd look. Your health is good enough; we can qualify you for Oxford. So I would use that program.
Is that a term?
No, that's whole life.
Whole life.
Yeah, that's whole life. Nothing changes. And I'll leave some information on it here.
Yeah, I'll leave it with her. I got to keep moving here, but yeah, I'd leave it with Mom and.
Now the funeral home you're doing business with, is that the one there on Washington?
Mm-hmm.
It's now Pinwheel Gable.
They're all Pinwheel Gable.
They came and bought them all out, huh?
Yeah,
and the whole town. They bought the whole town.
Well, and that's what I say.
They're huge.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're in Hutchinson. I mean, it's a big conglomerate.
Is it just a statewide thing, Pinwheel Gable, or is it national?
It's national. They're out of Houston, I think.
Or are they?
They've been in Topeka for years.
Pinwheel Gable is, I think, just a Kansas company, but I think that the company that owns Pinwheel Gable is out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, I see.
There's only like five major funeral corporations in the world, and one of them is out of Houston, Texas. But what they were doing is they were, you know, because I don't know what your one was called here, but Pinwheel Gable was in Topeka, and then this was a different name. Well, in Hutchinson, it was Johnson's and Sons. Well, the problem is what they realized is now they can do one advertising program for every funeral home now.
There was Johnson's Funeral Home, then there was Moss Hynett and Junction, and now Pinwheel's got them all.
Right. And so the thing is, they got to thinking they can do all their paperwork, all their letterheads, all their advertising, everything is now Pinwheel Gable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all they have to do is maybe change a phone number or whatever, but they can utilize.
They say the same phone number, even.
They probably
it's
do.
It's a racket, it's a numbers game.
It is.
You know?
I mean, I was telling him, I grew up in the funeral business.
Yeah.
Had my parents not divorced before funeral. The funeral might be a funeral director today.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no downside to the funeral business other than you have to deal with dead people. But, you know, as far as financially.
You got the death and taxes out of it.
It's a cash cow. You know, there's people dying all the time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the guarantees and everything are on here.
Okay.
You know, the rates never increase and the benefits remain level and the policy cannot be canceled. So it is a whole life policy. And, but yeah, I would definitely give them a call and just ask if your funeral is paid for. Just ask if there's the money in the bank. You know, if I died yesterday, well, what's going to happen? That's what you need to find out. Or I could do it for you. I mean, I'll be more than happy to call them. And,
yeah, we'll let mom or the sis take care of
okay.
that.
Yeah, sis is my financial advisor.
Yeah. Okay.
She's in Alabama for a week, didn't she?
Yeah.
She's going on a banking
thing. She works at the bank, and she's
oh, okay.
on a trip.
Okay.
Yeah, mom just get back with you on
okay.
that.
Okay, well, there's my toll-free number. Yeah, I've got a toll-free number. And if I don't hear from you sometime when I'm back in the area, I will call you back.
Okay.
But we're thinking it might be paid for. And if it's not, then we'll just fund it. We can fund it real
okay.
simply to do that. So. Okay.
Yeah, just or give him mom or give him sis's cell phone or something. Or give sis's work
well,
number.
Well, I'll call her and we'll just go through there. Okay, I'll just make a note on here and then.
Not a haze?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do your homework and I'll do mine and I'll call you back or you call me. It's a toll-free number so you can call me anytime. It doesn't cost you a dime. So just call me up and say, I talked to folks at Pinnacle Gable. It's all paid for. The money's there. Everything's there. Or call me up and say, it's not paid for. It's arranged. But it's not paid for, and we think we need to fund that or something. And what I'll do is I'll set up a time when I can sit down with you and your daughter or your son, doesn't matter, all three of them.
All three.
And that way everybody knows, you know, what's going to happen.
Give her a couple weeks.
Well, I'll be gone 2 weeks.
Yeah, give 3 weeks.
It'll probably be, by the time I get back here, it'll probably be sometime this spring.
Oh, that's
because I cover all central
all right.
Kansas.
So. She'll be gone. So. Well, I need to keep moving.
All right, it's nice meeting you.
Yeah, see you.
All right.
See you.
All right.
Where are you going?
Okay. All right, very good.
Fine. Thank you.
Uh-huh, thank you.
We will be in touch.
Okay. Glad you stopped by. Definitely get you to play your kids.
Oh, it's better. You know, it's like the old saying, it's always better to have two heads or better than one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the thing
yeah,
is, you think one thing, you're thinking another. But, you know, he brought something up that you didn't even remember as if it's already paid for.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, it would be
yeah.
foolish to own this program. But, again, a lot of times we make arrangements, but we don't make any financial
right.
arrangements.
Right.
You know, so we'll check into that for you.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, ANDDONE, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.